all that I can be. And maybe one day God will show me what I need. Right now, I'm not so sure about myself. Will I ever turn and face myself and learn to fly? I've always heard that mirrors never lie, but that's not true because I see a man but feel a child. There are some of us who can hear a voice inside.
Aloha! I am your host, May Leilani, and this is the Universal Spiritual Connection, a place of shared unity and equal common ground for all peoples and cultures, a unity not built on separation and blindness, but a solid foundation built on respect for all walks of life, molded by the thirst of the people for change. In unity, bridging the gap, for we are the voice of we the people. Mahalo to all the listeners of Pal Talk and BBSRadio.com. Our call-in numbers are toll-free, 888-389-3452 and 877-489-6350. Our direct lines, same area code, is 530-776-5185 and 876-9916. And boy, have we got a show for each and every one of you tonight. But before I invite not only our show guests for this evening, but my co-host as well, I'd like to personally thank all the listeners out there for your divine request to hear more from me on a personal level. Thank you for a successful radio show last week, Friday. I felt the voice of your hearts, each and every one of you. Thank you. My word to you tonight, to each and every one of you, is that I will indeed work on having more shows where we can come together, united as family worldwide, to share our thoughts, to do healing work, to give out messages of inspiration and empowerment to each and every one of you. I've heard your voice, and I have answered your call. So you will see more of that coming from me. But thank you that you all came to actually support me, to show me your love last week, Friday. I am truly honored that I am indeed a part of all of you. Once again, thank you. Without further delay, I'm going to go ahead and invite not only my co-host for this evening, but our show guests as well. Joanna, aloha and welcome to the Universal Spiritual Connection.
Well, aloha and thank you and namaste and blessings to all.
It is truly an honor to have you with us tonight. The title of our show is Let's Pull Up a Chair and Let's Talk Shop. Tonight, you're going to find that we are going to answer any of your concerns or your thoughts. If you have thoughts that you would just like to share, give us a call, because tonight we are definitely indeed in service to each and every one of you. But, Johanna, before we get started for this evening, share a lot of information about yourself with all our listeners this evening. I'm so excited. Can you tell?
I can tell. And we have talked, and many people that are on Pal Talk have heard the message direct from Spirit. All are one of the same energy. And everything that is within each individual. Everyone has the ability It's just when you awaken and connect within your own inner being, that is when this works for you.
I absolutely agree. And as you and I have had numerous of conversation, is that the new paradigm, heaven on earth, has been anchored here onto the physical planet. We've seen many changes, you know, as such as our sunsets to our night skies. We also have just stepped into the age of Aquarius. We're together observing the old paradigm crumbling before our very eyes. Many of us are being directly affected by the old paradigm collapsing. But once it's all said and done, I know that you will agree, we will indeed have heaven on earth.
Yes, the transformation and unity of both worlds as one, as in the original divine design plan.
Absolutely. Well, we have a caller, so let's go ahead and invite our first caller to the show. And it's Dory from Pennsylvania. Welcome.
Welcome. Well, thank you for the welcome, Leela. And hello to Johanna. Is that her name?
Yes.
Yes, I wanted to ask, being that we're all prepared somewhat, you know, socially, religiously, faithfully, and so on. Oh, but I want to know from the call, you know, from people's responses and from yourself, basically, how prepared are we all for the inner shift as well as the outer shift?
If you would, Johanna, I'm going to go ahead and have you share your thoughts on that. Would you like the question to be repeated for you?
Yes, please.
If you would, Dory.
Sure. Johanna, I'm asking a question. How prepared are we all for the inner shift as well as the outer shift?
Well, that's interesting because spirit leads and spirit feeds and spirit gives what is needed. And that is one of the reasons that 3 years ago that I was chosen and given the Spirit in Oneness to conference globally and internationally with all, bringing all in the light, in unity. And this is separate from everything that separates and divides people. Because everything that's separated and divided, that's how everything is conquered. So when we all unite, many hands do less work. And whenever we unite in the light and in spirit oneness, that's the beauty of the journey and the total experience. We're awakening, and people are beginning to connect. The universal energies connect universally within all. And this is a gift imaged from Creator that created all and given to all. And what you do with that gift is your gift returned. Because into the circle of life, what you put in the circle is what you also receive. It's a two-way flow. And I feel that many people will unite in spirit oneness and in the light just from having the knowledge, one, and from awakening and connecting within their own inner being energy that is given as a gift.
I'd like to share my thoughts as well. And, you know, it's okay. It's so important for all of us, you know, with these great times that are ahead of us. And it's not always easy, but it's a discipline of staying aware of our emotions, our mental processing at a spiritual level, including our physical level, and how we choose to create action or interaction with all the relationships around us as well. It's so important for all of us as we are releasing the density, the lower frequencies, not only just in this lifetime, but many eons of lifetimes as well, is to be not only kind to yourself, but stay very aware that you are dropping these densities, raising your vibration. It's time to say yes of letting go of drama, making sure that you do a balance and check with self, that you're not interacting with negativity, because what that does is it sucks us back up into those lower energies. Because we do, don't we, Dory and Rainbow? We're in great times of higher vibrations on this planet. Wouldn't you both agree?
I concur with that, but I want to express that, being as I am, which many of those in the, inside the radio room, as well as yourself, and on the coastline and East Coast and whatever, it's sometimes, even though you try to present yourself in the most positive way, the most direct way, and leading people to believe that, yes, we can stand up, yes, we can agree, yes, we can live in unity and help each other, but somehow there's, like, I sense also the negative force that exists along with the positive force. And sometimes I truly find it sometimes hard to get through to people, even if I'm just simply explaining to them that it's not as bad as it's so being told to be. It's not going to be as, you know, catastrophe or catastrophic, whatever word you want to use, to actually want a person to destroy or end their own life or end other lives. You see what I mean? And then I have to ask another question, you know, this pertains to my mind. How stimulating is the stimulus? It seems to me that people are definitely in touch with their faith, but then on the other hand, they get out of touch when they come back to reality and trying to simply make ends meet or simply direct harmony in their own home or harmony in their own relationships. And I do comprehend what both of you are saying, and I totally agree with it, but I'd like to find out what else can I do to reach out to those that actually are hiding the fact of what's inside of them, to really have them totally comprehend and understand. I'm preparing themselves for what is today, you know, what is now. Does that make any sense?
Yes, it does. And I'll go ahead and let you answer that question, Rainbow.
Okay. What people look for, and you'll agree with this, Jasmine, is people are looking for a zebra, and let me explain here. They're looking for something that is a quick fix or something to assist with what is needed. And again, I say, you know, be in the light. When you're surrounded by the light, it's like being in the eye of the tornado. The light, the energy of spirit, through spirit, carries you. You can go through the fires. Yes, you know the fires, but you're not touched by the fires. Maybe you relate to this as belief or faith. Sometimes you're the only light that other people see. When you give what is needed through that same spirit and oneness, when you feel what is needed and you're being shown and given what is needed and you give that, you also receive. And just like I was saying about 3 years ago, being chosen for this spirit and oneness, and I made a website on Ning for all, And I tell everybody, go there, please join, and add as Spirit leads you. And people are doing this. But this is time for people to be positive.
Right, I agree. I mean, it's important for them to be positive without thinking that that's a quick fix for their depression or their downfall or so on and so forth. That's wonderful. I'm really glad that I asked the questions, and I'm very satisfied with the answers.
I'd like to share some thoughts as well. You know, as I was listening to what was being shared, is there's one word that came to mind, and that was the word unity. You know, for years now, being a host broadcasting the Universal Spiritual Connection, I put a call out there to the people worldwide that it was time for all of us to unite together, to stand beside each other. And what we're seeing now as the old paradigm continues to crumble is that people are indeed understanding for all of us to propel forward into heaven on earth is to stand in unity with each other and to get to know who you are. And to come to understand that part of being who you are is indeed divine love. So whatever, and many of you have heard me say at the end of the show, be kind to yourselves and to one another. The golden key is divine love, not only for yourselves as an individual, but for every sister and brother on this planet. It's time for all of us to be good stewards of not only of ourselves, but also to every sister and brother on this planet. Because when one thing happens to an individual, it happens to all of us, to every one of us. And you will witness as 2009 and 2010 unfold, people will indeed unite together. And they will be each other's keepers. Ooh, that was great.
Yeah, I'm sitting here thinking, okay, yeah, you're right. And I really, really have to say that I have seen some changes in some. But again, I guess as a human being, as a homo sapien, I know that prayer for most is the key as well. And I do know that for most people to advance themselves into achieving everything in unity, they have to first achieve themselves with, like,
that's
loving
right.
themselves. Not being so down on themselves, not bashing themselves, not bashing others. And you know, you can branch this out in the whole big tree that's bigger than anything, you know, any country or any province or any state that's around here. And again, the unity is saying that all of us should join underneath that tree and to express each other and tell everybody like it is and tell everything like it is. Maybe it would reach our government. Maybe we would reach others that really have to hear us. The unity is as strong as you girls have said. They're strong as one. But if one falls off that tree, that does affect the others. And this is so important for people to know how simple of a process it is. But yet for many, because of either preconditioning or either denial or whatever they obtain that doesn't make them want to accept that this is true and happening and the now, they find that either the fear sets in or that they just don't want to face up. You know what I mean? And it's not a negative aspect that I'm trying to present here. I'm just trying to present that this is what I've encountered. But I do see strengthening when you do, like we all three are right now, and with others in your room and with others that are listening outside of this broadcast, the room rather, that this is what maybe people are just going to have to just realize instead of voicing their opinions, like you said, Leilani, to help each other. Even if, like, with somebody not having this, and then you have an extra one, give them that, so on and so forth, and branching it out to every other aspect that's needed, you know. And, you know, Joanna, you're right about one thing. When the unity and the spirit and the light connect, like the angels that are above them, you seem to know what other people need just out of instinct. You know what I mean? Am I making any sense here?
Yes, you are.
Yes.
Okay. It's awesome to absolutely think that, you know, at the worst of times, we can be the best of ourselves. And that, I think, is important. You know, we are part of the whole 9 yards of somebody saying, well, you know, we're going to have 5 million people laid off, and we're going to have 10 million people are not without health insurance. But I think if we really sit together and not only, you know, walk the walk and talk the talk, we can really get some things happening here pretty quick.
Well, you know, another thing I would like to say as well, and I was hearing this very quickly, another word that came to me very fast was the word guilt. And say, and I feel a lot of times it's that aspect of guilt that really blocks us from moving forward with ourselves as individuals and collectively together. And it's quite an eye-opener to observe, even for myself, because for many years I walked around feeling guilty about everything. I couldn't do well enough. I wasn't good enough. You know the story, okay? But what I realized as I continued my self-healing and my own journey to really connect with me, to plug in with me and my feelings, is that I realized that what I was doing was I was judging myself.
Mm-hmm.
And it was like raising a sword against my own self through my own self-judgment. I was prejudging, not realizing that I was doing the very best that I could with what was being presented in front of me. And so, and it's time for all of us to forgive ourselves and to stop judging ourselves, because basically what I feel, which is what really helped me to let go of that aspect of myself, was that what I was really saying is that God had made a mistake in his creation of me. And I am not a mistake. I have a wealth of wonderful things about me to share with the world. And what's amazing to me is as I interact with people from all over the world, if they only could see through my eyes their greatness. It's just amazing to me. Ooh, that felt great.
Now I got the hairs in the back of my neck are standing up. All right, well, I'm going to get off the air to let some of the caller come in. I'm sure there's others that are waiting. I don't want to hog up the air too much. But it's very nice talking to you, Johanna. And Lena Lani, it's very nice talking to you as well. And I want to thank you for letting me ask my questions on the show.
And thank you, because we both feel very filled up and blessed by you calling and sharing your thoughts and your questions with us, because this is what the show is all about. Blessings to you and your family.
Thank you so much, and the same to you both. Bye-bye.
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 So, what do you think? You know, it's amazing because I know that you're very familiar with heaven on earth, and we've had a green light by the heavens that it's time for all of us to take action, to let go of all those other lower frequencies, to step outside of the box in our ways of thinking, our perceptions on how we choose to look at ourselves and our external world. I'd like to hear your thoughts, if you would.
Okay. Actually, when you embrace in spirit oneness, just as the one that created the universe and all it is embraces and sees everything as it is and loves it in that same spirit and oneness, when you can step aside from your own physical nature, your own thought process, and actually feel the reality, not the illusion, then you're being spirit-led and spirit-fed, and spirit gives all that's needed. And this also is another experience. When you ask for cleansing and healing, and this is taken beyond, okay, most people call this prayer or, you know, whatever, cleansing, whatever they do. The first thing that your ask is, are you willing to accept responsibility for your own experience? It's not about what anyone has said or done. It's not anything negative. It's only about you.
Yes.
And it's real. And that's the reality beyond this side. See, the energies are very different, because in the light, the warmth of the light in spirit oneness showers the love that's needed.
Yes.
And this is what is needed, especially in the times that are occurring on this side. No one wins in a war. If you look within, everything that's needed will be shown and given to you. It's all there. Even your past life energies, all are one of the same energy.
Yes.
And you can receive the blessings that you're seeking and what is needed. You have the same abilities. All are one of the same energy. And the more that people realize this, they will begin to grow. Because when you gain the knowledge, that's how you grow within. And you reach different levels. You reach higher levels of knowledge and wisdom and understanding. Sometimes people think that they're just dreaming, but actually they're experiencing, and it's the mindset and the imprinting and the conscious level that actually blocks what their experience was before they actually have the experience in their conscious level that's been scientifically labeled deja vu. And this is real. I starwalk, and I've talked to people about this before. Many people that are in the room, and blessings to all that are in the room, and please feel free to ask questions or call in. This is for all, because
well, let
we're
me
all
ask,
together.
That's absolutely correct. I'd like to dive a little bit deeper into when you had said about us as individuals, and that is so true, because the only person that we can truly change is ourselves. It starts with us first. So I'd really like to dive into that a little bit deeper, so that we have a better understanding. What does that truly mean, that it's all about us and not necessarily on the outside of ourselves? Because, you know, as you and I have observed many a times, you know, it's a natural human instinct to want to look outside of ourselves, to blame a person, place, or situation for, you know, a situation. So would you share more of your thoughts about that?
Okay. Really? No one can steal your spirit unless you allow it. You know, you have choices. You can either choose to be in the light or not. You can either choose to be happy or sad. You can choose to be whatever you choose to be. But no one can make you feel the way that you feel unless you allow it. And if you rise above it and go beyond and not allow the negative energy, because negative energy feeds on itself. So when you break that cycle and you give positive healing energy, and you surround yourself with the light, just like being in the eye of the tornado, it's the calmest place you can be, and you are carried. And you don't even have to think about it. This works for you from within your own inner being energy that is given to you.
Yes.
And it's an awesome, beautiful experience.
I'd like to take a moment, if we may, and invite our next caller, Marcus, from New Hampshire. Aloha and welcome to the show.
Hello. I'd like to share my divine love aligned blessings from the divinity within my soul to both of you and all of the listeners.
Thank you, Marcus, and many blessings to you as well. And we send you lots and lots of love and hugs your way.
So this is definitely a very interesting show you have on today, and I'm sure that you will help to enlighten many.
Yes, and you know, I've gotten to know you, and you are an incredible young man as well, Marcus. And so I'd like, if we may, have you share your own thoughts on many of the areas of discussion that we've actually talked about this evening. Would you share your own thoughts as well?
Sure, like I haven't been able to listen to all of it, but basically we are all speaking universal truth, which is true. It's just a matter of on our own soul's journey and how much of our own true soul essence and all of whom we are on all dimension levels we choose to work through the illusionary aspects to be fully open, awakened, and aware of all of whom what we truly are and our connection to all that truly is and our oneness with all and that true state of beingness.
Yes.
To the infinite love.
That's right. So share with us as well, Marcus, as you know, earlier we had also been talking about unity. And, you know, just through my own observation, I'm realizing as the old paradigm is crumbling before all our eyes, as we're all witnessing, is that what I'm starting to really observe is that people worldwide are really joining together, standing side by side with each other. And it's almost as if I can see where even though we naturally understood the importance of unity, we weren't necessarily expressing that unity. And so it's almost like what's happening now is in some level just what is occurring in our everyday lives is basically bringing the people together. So what are your thoughts with that?
Basically, that's why those of us that are true way showers and light workers that are ready to take on the truly expanded service as you and I are, opening ourselves up to accepting the responsibility of that, that we are bringing in more and more of the energy of creation itself from those of the spiritual hierarchy and the highest levels of creation meaning those specific and higher like beings that actually came down from the higher universes to create this universe of which we are now experiencing on a multidimensional level. These beings have come down from the higher universes and are now taking part in recreating this universe we are in into something new and better so that we can then become a higher universe. Think of it this way. I think I told you about this. Think of a telescope. You on the each lens represents a different dimension, a different focal point of light, or in this essence, it's a focal point of your own multidimensional soul's expression. So which means you have your oversoul on the top. Above that, you become part of the collective consciousness of this universe that we are in. And then each lens down is a different dimension, which is physical or non-physical, that you can have one or more than one expression from your soul for that dimension till you get here on the physical earth plane, which is the bottom.
That's right.
The third and fourth dimension are merging into one, and eventually they will merge up into the fifth, and the fifth to the sixth, and so forth, until our universe is no longer multidimensional, it is singular and just is. And so all consciousness is we can go back into that fully aware state. And at that point, we would then become a higher universe, and we can then, at that point, collectively give birth to a new universe, where we can then be of greater service to those of the new universe as those like myself, which there are many, are now bringing in that energy to make that that happen. So we
Absolutely.
Become a higher universe to create a new universe that we will then be the great teachers.
That's right. And you know, many of us don't even necessarily realize that we have the hierarchy actually walking among us right here, right now in the physical plane with us, along with, you know, with the new office of Metatron that's overseeing the new paradigm that we're all experiencing
right.
today.
Well, and as you know, I am working directly with Metatron myself. And I, Nazareth Safe, I just went to one of her sessions. She had a weekend event this past weekend that I was telling you about. And it was so intense. It was incredible.
Well, you're just doing great things all the way around, Marcus.
And we worked all the way up to the celestial beings, or the lords of light, the overlord of the lord of lights, and you name it. We connected with them. We got their blessing. We connected with the pool of creation itself, which is right there in the room with us. And through integrating with the pool of creation, it's like you just can't put words to it. Let me just quickly read this. This comes from Nazarene. It's the what we did was this and then some much more. It's an 8-layer grid of protection. Visualize yourself standing in the center with the archangels of the four directions standing around you. Archangel Uriel in the north, beaming bright yellow light to you. Archangel Raphael in the east, beaming pink light. Archangel Michael to the south, beaming aquamarine blue light. Archangel Gabriel in the west, beaming emerald green light. In the circle around this formation, standing shoulder to shoulder, are the legions of Uriel beaming to you. Golden yellow light, standing around the circle, are the legions of Raphael beaming golden pink light to you. Standing around them are the legions of Michael holding their swords of power and mercy above their heads, beaming aquamarine platinum light to you. Around these legions stand the legions of Gabriel beaming copper gold light to you. Standing shoulder to shoulder in another circle around this grid are the legions of Yahweh beaming platinum light to you. Around them, the legions of the angelic forces of pure white light stand with their scepters of power over their heads and beaming pure white light to you. Around them stand the legions of their celestial guardians holding their scepters of power over their heads and calling the Lords of Light and the Maha Lord of Light on your behalf. Around these legions stand the celestial guardians of the Seed of Life, holding their scepters of power over their heads and calling for the anchoring of the Seed of Life on your behalf. We now call forth the Great Silent Watcher to send from her heart the turquoise blue sphere to surround this entire grid, to hold us all in her protection. We call forth Lady Kuan Yin to come and stand in the position of North, with the legions of the Violet Ray standing shoulder to shoulder with Kuan Yin, forming a circle around the sphere of the Great Silent Watcher which surrounds us. We call Saint Germain to call forth and stand in the direction of the south, and with the legions of the Violet Flame standing shoulder to shoulder with him, to form another circle around the legions of the Violet Ray and the rest of the grid.
Ooh, I can really, really feel that. Oh, my goodness. Were you able to feel it as well, Rainbow? I know you probably did.
Oh, yes. Oh, yes.
Wasn't that wonderful?
Well, now I'm going to call on the celestial guardians to bring in the pool of creation to the two of you and to share with those listeners that are open and ready for that energy now.
Oh, my goodness.
Blessings.
Blessings, wow. Blessings, blessings. I am truly honored. Oh, boy, here we go. I am so buzzed. But you know that about me, Marcus, don't you?
Well, remember when I did a session with you the other day? You were buzzing.
Yeah. Oh, my goodness, yes. And we're actually going to do a show, guys. We're going to have Marcus on here because, oh, my goodness, we are going to have a show and a half for you guys. Oh, my. And, you know, it's just wonderful. And I want to really thank you, Marcus, because you're out there doing it just like Rainbow Sun is as well. I mean, she's just another amazing, amazing young lady.
Well, thank you. But I tell everyone, I'm just a vessel. I'm just the messenger with the message directly from beyond. You know, and I tell everyone, don't follow people, follow spirit. Spirit leads, spirit feeds, and spirit gives all that's needed. And that's awesome. I can feel the energy of everything that was shown and given. I mean, I was actually seeing this through the experience of it.
Well, give me just a moment, the two of you, Marcus. Stay with us for a moment. I want to ask that our caller from Canada for your patience, and we will get right to you. We're aware that you are on hold with the show at this time. If you would, Rainbow, please share what you were observing as Marcus was blessing all of us tonight with this wonderful, wonderful affirmation that he was giving to all of us.
I saw all of the saints. I saw all of the archangels gathered at the Master's Healing Temple. You know, with light reflecting and the energy just radiating and resonating from them and just being for everyone. So please call on your angels, your archangels, your ascended masters, whatever is needed. Release the universe and allow them to assist. They will not intervene without being asked unless appointed, but they will not intervene without you asking. And I've talked with the angels many times in Star Walks, and that is one thing that they share with me. Why do people not ask for what they need? We're right here. You know, we can give what's needed. And
that's right.
It's just awesome.
Absolutely. Well, Marcus, I want to really thank you for, and blessings to you and to yours for the gift that you have given to all of us and sharing your wisdom and knowledge. I know the great works that you're actually doing, and you're touching so many lives, and I just want you to know that I feel truly honored to have made this wonderful connection with you, and I'm going to work on bringing you to Arizona, young man.
Well, would it be that up to Metatron and the hierarchy to bring all that about?
Absolutely. But
I'm manifesting the prosperity in my life so that I can do just that.
Yes, 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 yes. So many blessings to you, and thank you for calling in.
My pleasure.
All right. Good night to you. Wow, that was incredible. I'd like to invite our next caller, Gary from Canada, on line 4. Aloha and welcome to the show.
Well, thank you very much. I guess I got a little confused. I would like some clarification, I guess, on star walking. I do that in my case, basically. Is that, you know, maybe I'm confused. I very much, you know, understand about the going into the self, and I think you have to, you know, understand past lives and walk that
path.
It
is so good to hear your voice. I recognize your voice, by the way.
To integrate all of that, right?
Lots of love and hugs to you, Gary.
but I'm just, you know, because, you know, I think people get confused. You know, can we simplify it a little bit?
Sure, how do you go about that? Turn it right over to Rainbow, if you would. Rainbow?
Okay. Most people astral travel. And when you astral travel, you just travel, okay? You go to different places. But when you star walk, you're shown and given what is needed. Your duty station is to teach others. That's why you return from the reality to give what is needed, to give the insights and awareness beyond in spirit unity, in spirit oneness, just as is beyond. When you star walk, you're taken many places, the Crystal City, you go to different dimensions, other worlds. There's so much beyond what science knows on this side that it would take many programs like this on a one-to-one session to enlighten and enrich people on this side about the reality beyond. But again, you can do this also. You have the same ability. And I hope that helps, and blessings to you. And I'm so honored to have Spirit cross my path with the ones that's calling in and the people in the room, and blessings to Jasmine for having the room, the broadcast and BBS radio for allowing people in general to have the insights and awareness beyond their own foundation that they have been mindset and imprinted with through education, religion, and culture. Because this is spirit leading. This is spirit in the light, and spirit in unity, and spirit in oneness.
Gary, before you leave us, are you still with us?
I want to ask you something else.
Gary? we lost him. Thank you, Gary, and God bless you. Aloha and welcome back to the Universal Spiritual Connection. As many of you actually know, is when we start running that very high energy, and you know, most of you have been feeling this energy as it's been shared with all of you. Sometimes those things happen where it starts really messing with the electronic equipment. You guys know how that goes. So please forgive us. It is truly an honor to be back with each and every one of you. And I want to thank our caller, so I'm sure we probably lost him as well. Many blessings to you, Gary from Canada. And I wanted to make sure that I also sent you and your family both lots and lots of blessings, lots of love and hugs to all of you. It's truly an honor to have you guys call and share your own thoughts, share your questions with us. And one of my words to each and every one of you, we're going to have more shows where we interact as a family within unity together. We will stand side by side on this wonderful journey that we all have been walking here. So with that said, Rainbow, we're getting close where I have to say goodnight to you. We're going to have you back on the show with us. It's been truly an honor to work with you, and you are definitely a great pillar of light and a way shore for so many. You have touched so many lives. But before I say goodnight, I'd like to give you an opportunity to share any last-minute thoughts. Let's give out your contact information for the listeners out there, if you would.
Okay, and thank you so much, Jasmine, and blessings to all. I embrace all. You can contact me at rainbowsunstar@gmail.com. Also, please go to globalspiritandoneness.ning.com. I actually wanted to get the site up for all as a birthday gift to the one that created the universe and all that is before the holidays. However, this took place and it is for all, and please add to the site as Spirit leads you. And if you have any questions, add me. I'm on PalTalk_Rainbow_Sun. And many of you know me. If you have any questions or you need any assistance, or if you feel spirit-led with what you're seeking, feel free to contact me. And I will give direct as this is being shown and given just for you individually. And thank you all for coming and being here. Your energy is what makes the room, and for giving and sharing and caring, and be the light that someone else sees. Pay it forward. Pass it on. Be the brother and sister, maybe that you didn't have, but that you can be to someone else that has needs. All are one of the same energy. Many blessings. And I'll say good night.
Thank you, Rainbow. I'd like to give that contact information out to any of you that may have any further questions, and that is rainbowsunstar@gmail.com. You've personally received an invitation from Rainbow as well as to come and join the networks also. We'd like to personally invite all of you to stay with us. Our guests for this evening will be answering any of your questions or give you the opportunity to continue sharing your thoughts with us as well. It's been truly an honor, Rainbow. We will have you on the show again. And remember this, greatness starts with you. I truly honor all of you for saying yes and being great stewards, not only to yourselves, but to all your sisters and brothers worldwide. Thank you for sharing your love and your light with each of us this evening. And I want to personally thank all our callers for this evening as well, and for the gifts that we have received. So on that note, God bless each and every one of you. Until we meet again, remember, you do make a difference. Good night to all.
One day God will show me what I need. Right now, I'm not so sure about myself. Will I ever turn and face myself and learn to fly? I've always heard that mirrors never lie, but that's not true, because I see a man but feel a child. There are some of us who can hear a voice inside, a truthful voice that says, yes, you were born to fly, you were born to fly. We were born to fly high. We were born to fly.